Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russia's invasion of Ukraine offers a preview of a world where nuclear-armed countries could threaten other nations.
Russian aggression is a clear challenge to our NATO allies.
Speaking there at the annual Halifax International Security Forum, which attracts defense and security officials from Western democracies, Austin says the world is facing multiple threats.
Countries don't get to invade their peaceful neighbors. Autocrats don't get to redraw borders by force.
And he says that includes North Korea's nuclear program and Iran supplying Russia with drones to attack Ukraine. Russian officials have raised using the prospect of tactical nuclear weapons after suffering massive setbacks in the nearly nine-month invasion of Ukraine. Austin says Putin's war of choice shows the world the dangers of disorder and says nuclear weapons need to be responsibly controlled and not used to threaten the world. North Korea says its leader, Kim Jong-un, oversaw yesterday's launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul that state media also revealed new information about his family.
The Korean Central News Agency reports that the country successfully test-launched a Hwasong-17, the largest ICBM the North has, believed to be capable of carrying multiple nuclear warheads and able to reach all of the continental U.S. The missile was launched at a steep angle and landed in waters off the coast of Japan. KCNA reported that Kim watched the launch together with his wife and daughter. Pictures show Kim walking with the daughter wearing a white coat in front of the massive missile. North Korea has never confirmed that Kim has any children. South Korean intelligence indicates he may have three, the oldest of whom would now be about 12 or 13 years old. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Federal Reserve policymakers are signaling that they will raise interest rates a smaller amount at their final meeting of the year in a few weeks. Steve Beckner reports it doesn't mean the central bank, though, is getting ready to stop tightening monetary policy to reduce inflation.
The Fed has raised the federal funds rate 0.75 point at four straight meetings. Vice Chair Lyle Brainard says the Fed may move just 0.5% in mid-December. But that doesn't necessarily herald a pause in rate hikes. Fed Governor Christopher Waller and other officials say the Fed has some ways to go to reduce inflation to its 2% target. Some policymakers warn the Fed will have to raise rates much higher than projected just a couple of months ago. St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank President James Bullard says the funds rate may need to go as high as 7% to become sufficiently restrictive to curb wage price pressures. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
This is NPR. Guatemala's leading investigative newspaper says it will no longer publish a print edition after December 1st. El Periódico has been struggling financially since its founder was jailed by the Guatemalan government last July. Maria Martin has more.
El Periódico has been losing advertisers and sponsors since its founder, renowned journalist José Rubén Zamora, was imprisoned by Guatemala's justice system, charged with money laundering, blackmail, and influence peddling. Zamora strongly denies the accusations. El Periódico and its muckraking journalism have been the target of numerous Guatemalan administrations since its founding in 1996. In a statement announcing the change to a digital-only version, El Periódico says content won't change, that the paper will continue to, quote, produce journalism that deepens democracy, justice, liberty, and equal opportunity for all. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
An avalanche in Kashmir has killed at least three Indian soldiers along the heavily militarized Himalayan frontier between India and Pakistan. An Indian army official says a slide of snow hit the northwestern Machal sector in Indian-controlled Kashmir yesterday, trapping the three soldiers on patrol. All were rescued and taken to a hospital where they later died. Avalanches and landslides are common in Kashmir and have caused some of the heaviest tolls for the Indian and Pakistani armies that are camping in the region. Both countries claim the whole region as their own. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.